We're just going to send a word of healing to somebody. It's a wife of a great man in a nation. That's all I'm going to say. I won't say more than that. That God will 100% heal her, not tomorrow, but today. Amen? So stretch your hand this way. I know God will do it. So we're going to send the word, and the healing is going to go straight to her. She's going to rise up and be 100% whole. Amen. And we will testify of what God has done. Amen. Father, we send your word to that great man and his wife right now. Amen. We minister grace to her that every demonic activity and every demonic sickness that is sent to her body, I command it to come out of her in the name of Jesus. Loose her now and let her go. And Lord, I speak life into her body. Every damage that has been made, I speak restoration. Every cell, every bone, every blood, every sinew from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, all her internal and external organs, be made whole right now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Where do you go forth now? Complete this task and come back with the living testimonies. This day we have sent a word. Today is the day of salvation. We send our word now and it is done. It is fast and it's quick and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It discerns and it heals in Jesus' name. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah like you're hearing the testimony. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. You better shout testimony, shout hallelujah. Because you're going to be part of that testimony and say, I was there when that happened. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Our God, he heals. He's a healing Jesus. And he's not dead. He's alive. Somebody shout hallelujah. Glory to God in the highest. Well, I was reminded to make an announcement. December 9th, that's this Friday coming, right? It's the 50th fasting prayer week. Amen. So we're going to be having a night vigil. Apostle asked me to make that announcement. I was reminded, and then he confirmed yesterday, 9 o'clock, 9 p.m. Come at 9, don't come at 7 on Friday. Amen. So we're going to be praying. You've been fasting and praying. Some people quit long time ago, but God bless those who continue. 50 weeks of prayer and fasting every Friday. You didn't fast Monday to Sunday, but you did just 1 week. For 50 weeks, we've been doing this. Somebody say, I expect the unexpected. Well, you're going to expect great things, but God's going to put unexpected and add more to you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. So Friday, when? The 9th, this coming week. Amen?
Amen.
This Friday. How many days from today? 5 days, 5 nights, but we're going to be here. Praise the Lord. So we're going to be praying from 9 p.m. to a little bit past midnight. All right, so you should be home by 1 o'clock. You should be going home. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, if you want to continue to pray, the rest of us will go home. We can leave you here. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But you can go home and continue the prayer till the next morning.
Amen.
Amen. Staying up praying is very easy. It's not hard. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's switch. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going straight into the word. I got lots to share this morning. I'm going to need, while I'm getting myself ready, prepare, I'm going to call for 6 volunteers, 3 here, 3 here. So wait till I call for you and then you come. I don't care whether they are male or female. In Christ Jesus, there's no more male or female. There's no more Jew, Gentile. They are one in Christ Jesus. There's no more bond or free. Somebody say, I'm one in Christ. So let us pray and let us expect God to touch us. Father, we thank you for your holy word. Your word is life. It's about to bring forth the bread of life. You are the bread of life. Lord, let every one of us be able to eat. those on television, those in Toronto, those right here, that your glory will fall upon every one of us. In the name of Jesus. Let your word come with power, with grace, with precision. In the name of Jesus and promotion. In Jesus' name we declare so done. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Last week I was talking about, I said preaching on life in the spirit, living the life in the spirit. Amen. When you are saved, you're called to live a life in the spirit, not called to live in the system of this world. You're called to live in somebody. You're saved by Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who was born by a Virgin Mary. Somebody shout hallelujah. Born by Virgin Mary, lived and walked this earth for 33 years. Died and he rose again. Was buried for 3 days. He rose again. And he ascended into heaven. And today he sits at the right hand of God the Father. Somebody shout hallelujah. And what is he doing right there? Interceding for me and you. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when you pray, you got a partner already. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I got a partner. So you don't have a spouse or a friend that pray. Jesus is praying. Somebody say, Jesus is praying for me. But you got to pray so that prayer can be connected.
Amen.
Somebody say amen. Amen. Some people don't pray. They wait for somebody to pray for them. You got to use your voice. Say amen. All right, I'm going to need those 6 people, and I'm going to quickly do this. I won't take a lot of time. I have lots of things to cover, and our time is moving quickly here. 6 people I need. I need 3 on my right. You just stand here, and 3 on my left. Whether you're left or right, you are all in the Holy Ghost. We don't have Sheep Nation here. It's taking you that long. I gave you enough notice. I said I don't care whether they're male or female. 6 people, 3 here, 3 there. I am shocked with this church. Somebody say this church needs help. You really need help, honestly. You better pray that one day I don't get mad and just say, Apostle, let's get out of here. By now, you should be quick. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Somebody say, praise the Lord. It's not hard. You know, if you cannot obey simple instruction, that means you're not a very obedient to the word person. It shows. This is your opportunity to preach. Praise the Lord. You're going to help somebody out there. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you must learn to be quick. I always say, he comes for the quick, not for the slow and slow. It's getting quiet in this, I don't know, Methodist church this morning. So, hallelujah. God bless, I'm going to pray a special blessing for the 6 that came. Praise the Lord. God, I'm going to bless them first, and then I'm going to do what I have to do. Father, God bless the 6 that came. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a reward for quick obedience. Every one of them. And Lord, quicken this church. That they learn to be quick and learn to obey the voice that is present for them to do what they need to do. Let them not be too big for themselves and say, I'm not doing that. I'm too big to do that. Father, deliver this church. Deliver Glory and Peace Church. Deliver our members from having this attitude in the name of Jesus. This is not what you have called us to. You call, when you say move, we should move. When you say go, we should go. In the name of Jesus. When Elijah met Elisha, he was already so busy. He said, come. And he followed right away. All he got was his cloak was thrown on him and he followed. Father God, let us be quick. It is those that are quick that you use. In the name of Jesus. I pray this morning not out of anger, but that you will strengthen our church. That we will be the quick people. We will be fast in obeying the voice of the living God. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. I started ministering last week, living in the spirit. I'm going to... I'll give you one. Some people can read back. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If you like, you can turn it. Doesn't matter. Just turn it around. Because you can read it. It sees through. Thank you. You can turn it. Just hold it to your chest. God bless you. All right. What is this? Can you help me? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. That's God. God the Father, God the Son. They are not God the Father, Son. But everyone here is made out of the image of God. Amen? All six of them and all of you. And all of you in TV land and internet land. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, Apostle has been following us too. He said, oh, I was so blessed by the word. So he's connecting to when he's free. Praise the Lord. All right. So God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. They are one person. So can you file behind Pastor Daniel? So we're all, you can only see once. One person. Or that three function. Where we have, this is man. This is human being. We are made what? Spirit, soul, and body. So can you all file behind Sister Lindsay? So this is what you ought to be seeing. Praise the Lord. But now I'm going to reverse the order. So reverse Sister Lindsay, you take Ashley's place. You stay where you are. The soul is always in the middle. All right? Body. But when we see human being, what do we see? Body. We don't see the soul, we don't see the spirit. We gossip about this. But there's a spirit right there. Right? We judge them. We say, oh, that skinny one, that fat one. That one has been to jail. That one is a thief. What do we do? That one is beautiful, that one is ugly. Is that not what we see? We only see what? The body. This is where we function every day. Somebody goes like this, we judge them. Somebody do like this, we judge them. You never saw the spirit. Now, I'm going to reverse you one more moment. I'll keep reversing. Soul stays where exactly where you are. Spirit come again. Now, we see the Father. We never see the Father. Nobody has seen the Father. So I'm going to move you. Son, come to the front. We've seen what? Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. He walked the earth. This is all we saw. We never saw the Father, but the Father was there all along. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, Spirit, come a little bit. Go on the other side because I'm standing here. Okay. See, Father is always there. So Father is the maker of everything. Yes, Spirit. Just kind of push him a little bit, not over. Just be pushing him. And then you go left, go right. Walk, you push. Walk him around. James, go like this. You start moving. Son, Father, hey. You see, you guys don't read your Bible. You should be able to do this quickly. This is Spirit. Spirit of the Lord is upon. I quoted it last week. Did we not do that? From last Sunday to now, you have eaten hamburgers with it. The Spirit of the Lord is what? You are Spirit. Stay where you are until he moves you. Spirit, don't move you. Don't move. All right? Spirit, what? We already know your spirit. So, you can't move away. You have to be perfect. Align. Perfect what? Alignment. Can you just make a circle around that little, what do you call that thing? Speaker. So, make a circle around. Oh, my goodness. James, put your hand like this. Put the other hand. Your hand is not broken. Okay. Son, lead. Son, go. Start leading. I see pushing you. You can walk normal. Walk normal. Walk normal. So, you see, we really need help. That's why I'm doing this now. Keep walking. Walk around. Go down and come back. So the Spirit of the Lord is upon and is what? Moving the Son. And Father, stretch your hand. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, come back to your position. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Father is upon the Spirit. That's the Spirit of the Father. And the Father is what? Asking the Spirit, everything this Son is doing must be what the Father has directed. He can't do nothing. The Spirit can't move, neither can the Son move. Only when the Father begins to direct, the Spirit begins to move. And the Son move. So we only see these two people. We see body come back again. Switch again. I'm coming to flesh in a moment. Somebody say flesh. Somebody say spirit. But there is also spirit there. We're going to quicken that spirit today. In the name of Jesus. So did we get this point? I don't want to waste all my money on my morning time in this. Just quickly. Quick illustration. Did we get that? So Father does all the work. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when Father says, let there be what?
Light.
He's speaking. This is word, the Son. He's speaking the Son. When he say, let there be light, there will be what? Light. So this Son, now some people say light. That's the word. Father has to say it, but they don't echo. It's just inside, they're one. This is one. You're just saying three. They're not three people, they're one person. Somebody shout hallelujah. Did we get that so far? Now the spirit has to move. So spirit, go like this where you are. Stay where you are. Just keep moving. Go like this. Move your hand up. Go like this. Yeah. Okay. TV people have to see you. So stretch your hand. He's short, but you can't see him. But he's concentrated.
Amen.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know how to concentrate. You can get many dilution from it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Okay, so you can put your hand. So spirit moves, and then Father is going again. Say, let there be light. And then light shows up. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, that's the only example. I leave that as that. You can fill in the blank. Somebody shout hallelujah. So in Genesis, let us what? Make man. Genesis 1:26. Let us make man in what? In our image and our likeness. How many likeness do you have here? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. No one has seen the Father, but they have seen the Son. Jesus says, when you see me, you have what? Seen the Father. Holy Spirit can't do nothing except what Jesus wants. So Father has commissioned the Son to do some things. So Holy Spirit will not say, do this now. Yeah, say heal now. That's it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You ought to be shouting. So when you have the word, where's your Bible again? Last week I asked you to hold your Bible, rub it and kiss it and hug it and be so loving with your Bible. Where's your Bible? Lift it up. Mine is right here. Praise the Lord. That is the word of God. That is a Son. Concentrate in your hand. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, let's go to the body. So when God made us in his image and likeness, this is what we've always seen. We've seen the body. So make a reverse order again. What did God make first? He made the spirit first. Somebody shout hallelujah. He made the spirit and he blessed the spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Spirit, somebody say, what is mind or soul? Soul. Your soul up, like soul is mind. Soul, because spirit is going to be able to speak. So it has to have a mind. There is a mind of the spirit. The spirit has a mind. It has emotions. It has emotions. Somebody shout hallelujah. We only know ourselves as emotional people, but the Holy Ghost is emotional people. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's a person with emotion, with expressions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you say there is glory shining, what is that? Is that not an expression? So it has an expression. So this spirit is blessed. Adam and Eve as one, they won. Adam and Eve were just one, blessed. Right? Blessed. He made them male and female as one person. It was later he took the rib out of to make the flesh that you now have male and female. All right? Okay, so this spirit, only this Holy Ghost. So now I'll take the spirit. Come here. Spirit, you're kind of slow in moving. Be quick in the name of Jesus. I'm going to punch your back very soon. Praise the Lord. Okay, this is spirit. Holy Spirit moves with the spirit. If you are not born of the Spirit of God, this Holy Spirit cannot activate the spirit. Every human being, whether you are saved or not, everybody got spirit. Everybody got soul. And everybody got body. But you need this when you are saved to activate this one. To begin to hear God again. This one does not hear God if it's just in the body without Jesus. So you must have the Holy Ghost. You must be born again by the Spirit of God for this to activate. All right, so now you go stand behind Lindsay. Stay here. Now just put your hand on her shoulder. Just kind of shake her a little bit. Okay, that's good. So she got the Holy Ghost. Go back to your... Praise the Lord. Okay, go back to your spot. Praise the Lord. We got that? So when you're saved, the Holy Ghost now come and you're born again. So from now on, when Father speaks, before now, so if Father is speaking, Father, Son, Holy Ghost, Father is speaking, right? You see? So. Praise the Lord. The Father spoke and said, Lindsay, walk around and what? Okay. But the Spirit was not quick. Yeah, we're still working on these people here. Right? So when it says, Lindsay, walk around, Father is the one who does everything. Right? The Spirit picks. Right? Jesus, okay. You know, it's kind of hard doing this illustration service. So you're supposed to just, now, say it again. Let me do it one more time. Say, Lindsay, walk around. Oh, no, you look at the Holy Ghost. Because now you're in heaven, you're not earth again. Turn around and look at it. So, okay, what do you do, Holy Ghost? Say it. Yeah, I just told you, now you touched her, the Spirit is there. Right? Stay where you are. So, Lindsay, we start walking. It's the Holy Spirit that does what? Quickens. I don't know, park here today. If you get a little bit, it's better you can use that for the rest of your life than you get volumes. Somebody, I won't catch everybody, but most of you, I will get into this. Somebody shout hallelujah. We'll do it one more time. The Spirit of flesh now is what? Born again. So Father now says, he's giving instruction. Father does all the work, say, why does the Son have to show the Holy Spirit? Because the Word of God says in John that the Son, we show the Spirit what to do, and the Spirit, we tell you what to do. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now all Jesus is doing is showing the Spirit. And the Spirit now speaks to our spirit, and we go ahead and do it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, everybody turn around this way. When the Son was on earth, he didn't need the Holy Ghost because the Holy Ghost was completely on him. Spirit of the Lord is on him. So he was carrying him around. That's why Jesus said, I go to the Father. It's better I go. When I go, I'm going to send you another one called the Comforter, the Holy Ghost. And he will teach you, he will show you. So me teaching you right now and demonstrating this is the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is the operation God in the earth right now. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, Father and Son are together. Go back to this. You're together, yes. Always together. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, in the throne room, I'm coming to flesh. Once we finish this, flesh will be activated completely. Praise the Lord. Okay, now in the throne room, you still don't see the Father, so the order is reversed. So take a step that way. That's Father in the throne room, and the Son. Stay in front. Front of Father. You will read your Bible better from today. In the name of Jesus. In the throne room, Father is right there, but this is the person you see. No one has what? Seen the Father, but the Father is right there. You see the Son. So when we send our worship and we send our prayer, everybody's seeing only this person. They're seeing the Son that sits on the throne. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now that Lindsay is saved, Lindsay, now come this way. You're going to be in front of the Son. Step this way a little bit. There, yeah, that's good. So you now see when you're saved, you see the human spirit. You see what? The Son. And you see who? The Father. This Holy Spirit is here, but the Father still has Spirit because the Son is there. Somebody shout hallelujah. Three witnesses in heaven and three witnesses on earth. First John teaches you that. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Three, they bear witness in heaven and they bear in earth. And we also are three. Somebody shout hallelujah. Three, God will walk with three. Somebody shout hallelujah. So the Spirit, when you're in the throne room, when we pray every morning, living the life in the Spirit, when we pray and we sing and we worship and we do everything, you've been seeing, so body come back again, stay in front. This one say, I should go hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Okay, so she's saying hallelujah, right? When she's saying hallelujah, her spirit, Lindsay, you should say hallelujah, say hallelujah. Her spirit is in heavenly places. Right there. I want to get this once and for all. So you never come to church again and sit down like a wet log on a wet bump and some, it's like you're in a, what they call it, like in a pagan shrine. You are before the Almighty God. Right now you're sitting there, this is where you are. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when you're saying the human spirit, as you're saying hallelujah here, right there. And he says, you are seated. He sits on the throne. Father is on the throne. The Son is the express image that we are seeing. And the Spirit is all communicating. We are there too. We are seated. Ephesians chapter 2 tells you that. We are seated where? In heavenly places. In where? In Christ Jesus. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you are seated there, who moved you from that seat? That's your permanent address. Somebody shout hallelujah. But because you're still thinking flesh, flesh goes to grocery, you forgot when you're doing grocery, you are still there. You forgot when you are praying, you are still there. You forget when you are at your workplace, you are still there. When you develop the consciousness of that, you will find everything is different. Somebody shout hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah? Do we understand it up to that? I can't give you too much, otherwise I'll leave some people in the bush. I don't want to leave you in the bush. Okay, reverse order. Lindsay, go back to your spot. Okay, now, I'm going to deal with the flesh now. James, take your position. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, take your position again. Praise the Lord. I'm almost done with this part. Now, let's deal with the soul. So you know your position. Where's your position again, flesh? This is who we made. This is the person that is blessed. Right? Three of you can stand straight now, so they already know you're one, right? This is the, I need a little space. Move back a little, so when I want to come in your front, I can touch you. Yeah, that's good. Good, good. Okay. Spirit, soul, body. This is mind, emotions, will. This one has to function. Soul is the bridge. It's the bridge between the body and the spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. It has to be connected for the body to speak. So spirit say hello, hello, hello.
Hello, 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 hello. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 hello.
You see? So that's a bridge. Always the spirit controlling. Spirit ought to be controlling the soul and the body. But the order we've had is
don't squeeze me. Don't squeeze me.
Don't squeeze me. So when you pinch somebody, they go, don't what? Don't squeeze me, okay? So I'm saying don't squeeze, right? Now, pretend you're offended. Put an offensive face.
Don't squeeze.
You see that? Offense just immediately goes. But the Holy Spirit over there, say to the Spirit here now, say to Holy Spirit, James, say to Lindsay, you can forgive. Lindsay, say to the body. Yeah, it's supposed to connect. Soul's supposed to connect, and she can't speak if soul is not connected. You are one. There's disconnect. You see how we have disconnect? When there's disconnect, there's no proper flow. So the Holy Spirit, again, let's do it. I know you don't have mic. James says, don't get offended. Lindsay's spirit say, don't get offended, repeat. Yeah, because the body is just, yeah. You good? Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, body, soul, and what? Spirit. So, it's all right. So, we're forgiven. But if you don't have the Spirit of God connecting, the Holy Ghost is not speaking, guess what happened? I'm going to get you back. I'll just wait at the right time and give you more than you gave me. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Once she keeps the offense, guess what happened? Holy Ghost is not speaking anymore. It's pretty quiet. Heaven has shut down. I want an open heaven. Somebody say, I want an open heaven. Okay, I think I did a little bit. So, live in the spirit, not the body. Spirit must control the mind and the body from now on. Not body controlling your soul and your body. Say, this is carnal. So, go back. I'm going to go into the scripture. Thank you. Give them a clap offering. God bless you. Thanks for helping me to preach. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you. You can dump them over there. Thank you. Praise God forevermore. All right. So, John, I wanted to show something. I'll show it later. I went right into my message, so I won't disconnect right now. Praise the Lord. Praise God. All right. John 6:63. Put it up on the screen again. I told you to read John chapter 14, 15, 16. It tells you the different roles of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Ghost. So you need to read that. It's just too much for me to preach on Sunday morning. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Yeah, you need a good 2 months to go through that, to just speak about different roles. That's just a simple illustrative message. Praise the Lord. I didn't even hear a clap offering to the Lord. I saw some people clapping earlier. They went like they were excited. But give it to God. Give him the glory. Amen. Amen. All right. So John 6:63, it is what? It is the spirit that quickeneth the flesh, does what? Profit nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. The flesh can do nothing by itself. It's just a body, it's a house. The flesh is just like this pulpit. This pulpit is alive because I'm here talking from this pulpit. Somebody shout hallelujah. The spirit gives animation to the body. So when I say hand, move, the spirit inside me is telling through my soul, through my mind. My mind is where I speak from. So my spirit is speaking through my mind because speech is coming from there. I go, move my hand moves. Somebody shout hallelujah. But the hand will never move except the command comes from inside. So we as human beings, we live inside out. We don't live outside in.
Amen.
Change your order. Somebody say, I'm changing my order. We live from what? Inside out. Spirit, soul, body. That's how we live. We don't live body, soul, spirit. The soul is always in the middle. So you don't have to change that order. But it needs the Spirit of God to do the right thing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because there's a carnal mind and there's a spirit mind. Somebody shout hallelujah. We don't want a carnal mind. The mind can be carnal, flesh controlled, or spirit controlled. All right, it's the spirit that what? Quickeneth. That word quickeneth means gives animation, gives it life. Amen. All right, go to John. I'll come back to John in a moment. There's one scripture in John I'll take us to. Go to Romans chapter 8. Romans 8 explains the life in the spirit from the flesh. I'm going to just read a little quickly up to verse 11, and then I'll see if I have more time. I'll take a little bit more. Romans 8, chapter 8. I'll start reading from verse 1. It says, there is therefore now no what? Condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So when you are saved, you walk after the Spirit. You saw Lindsay moved from the flesh realm and went right into the Spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. That That's your permanent position. Don't go back there again. Stay there. Stay in the spirit. Once you are saved, stay in the spirit. If you stay in the flesh, you'll be dealing with fleshly stuff on an everyday basis, and they overwhelm you. There is therefore, the one that is not condemned is the one in the spirit. The one that has condemnation and the things of this world will affect is the one who walk after the flesh. Verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are where? In Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Walking not is a decision, it's a mind decision. You made a soul decision that I'm going to walk after God. Verse 2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus had made me free from the law of sin and death. What is the law of sin and death? The soul that sinneth, it shall what? Die. That's the law. You sin, you will die. The law of the spirit says, if you walk in the spirit, you shall live. Somebody shout hallelujah. So there's two laws. Law of sin and death. Death will come. Jesus says, I'm the resurrection and the life. So if you walk in the spirit, you believe in the resurrection life. Nothing can keep you down. It couldn't keep Jesus down more than 3 days. Nothing can keep me down. Somebody shout hallelujah. The grave could not keep him down. He got out of it. He burst out of it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Nothing can keep you. No dimension can keep you. You are coming out. Somebody say, I'm coming out today. Nothing can keep you locked up. No tomb can keep you. Somebody say, I'm coming out of the tomb. It can't keep you because he's in the spirit. The spirit of the Lord is upon him. He stayed in the spirit till he died and he rose again. So the spirit was still able to quicken him. He went to hell and dealt with Satan himself. Took the keys of death. The Bible says he took the keys of death. So who's the owner of keys of death right now? Who's the owner? If he took it, did he give it back? No. So Satan don't have death over you. Amen. So if you live in the flesh, you only see death. But if you live in Christ, you see resurrection life. Somebody say, I'm coming out. Amen. Nothing can keep me bound. In the name of Jesus. Everything you're going through is temporary. Like the cloud, it must roll away. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. 3 days, it kept Jesus. Looks like game over, but game is not over. He's going on the throne forever and ever. And now he has all powers in heaven and in earth. Now, who has all powers? There are principalities and powers, but the Bible says all powers in heaven and in earth is given unto whom? Jesus. And when you are in Christ Jesus, this is where he tells you to walk. I'm walking in the spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. So where do you walk? You walk in the place of power. Say, I'm in power. Who's in power again? If you're in Christ, you're in power. All power in heaven and earth is in his hand. And you live in him, so you got that power. Be activated. Be quickened. Only the Holy Ghost will quicken you. Man can never make it. Only the power of the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 3, for what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh is weak, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. The flesh blew it, so the flesh, through flesh, he brought the solution, knowing that everybody can overcome. Jesus had flesh. The word made flesh. Somebody shout hallelujah. Did Jesus sin? Did he overcome every temptation? The Bible says he was tempted in everything, just like us. Somebody shout hallelujah. Anything you've gone through, he's gone through it. Verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. Where did he tell you to walk again? Walk after what? The spirit of the living God. We call him the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. We call it the spirit of the living God. For verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do what? Mind the things of the flesh. Your mind is controlled by the flesh if you are after flesh. Everything you do becomes fleshly. You can't overcome it. You try, you try, you try. That's why there's no such thing as willpower. It does not work. Somebody say willpower does not work. You need to be quickened by the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's why when you commit one offense, you say, I won't do it again. Guess what? It won't take up to 30, maybe 1 minute. Your mind is already back on how to do it again. Verse 6. Okay, let me read 5 again. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of what? The Spirit. What are the things of the Spirit? Things about God. Amen? Things of the flesh says, if you are sick, you're going to die. That's what flesh says. If you get bad news from the doctor, and the doctor says, you got this many days to live, what do you do? The flesh settles and says, yes. But if you have the Spirit of God, the doctor says this, you got this many days to live, you say, well, I don't think you're talking about me. There's another person inside me that's perfect. The spirit man is always perfect because he's God. He's blessed. Somebody shout hallelujah. The spirit man is blessed to have dominion. It can overcome anything. So you must engage the spirit man. When the spirit man is there, it can push out any sickness. Somebody shout hallelujah. So when you put the word of God in your spirit, when the words you're hearing me speak now, they are spirit and life. Where is it going? It's going to your spirit. It's not lodging in your flesh. It's going right into your spirit. Amen. When I started this message last Sunday, I said, we eat food every day. If you eat banana, you eat oranges, you eat kale, whatever you eat at home, you eat vegetables and fruits, and you eat your protein, maybe chicken, beef, lamb, whatever you eat, right? When you eat it, after many hours, what happens? It digests, goes through your system, leaves the nutrients on your physical body, and the leftover goes to the drought, right? Goes to your plumbing system. Now, if you eat for 3 weeks or a month and nothing is coming out, what do you say happened to that person? That person literally stinks. Everything they've been eating is oozing out of their flesh. You are on your way to croaking. Because something's not working. Right? The system ought to work. Now, when you eat the word of God, where does it go? It goes into your heart. Romans 10 tells you. Put Romans 10, put verse 10 up for me. Romans 10. Is there? Or I should go to mine. Verse 10. We'll come back to Romans 8. Romans chapter 10. He say, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but I'm going to need more verses. I'm going to need up to verse 12. Romans 10, I said. Oh no, leave Romans 8. You're still in 8. We're coming back to 8. Go to Romans chapter 10. Romans 10, verse 10. I'm going to read up to 12. For with the heart, man believeth unto what? Righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto what? Salvation. So we believe with our heart. There's another heart within the heart. Every physical body part you have, your spiritual part has them. You don't see it, but it's there. So you got a physical heart, you got a spirit heart. Somebody shout hallelujah. So that's where the word of God goes to. You can eat 10,000 words of God. You can eat 1 billion words from the word of God. Dissect and open the body, you'll never find it because it's in the spirit. It's not visible, but it's right there. Somebody shout hallelujah. For with the heart, man believe unto what? Righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto what? Salvation. Your mouth is, remember your soul is connected. That's where your speaking coming from, right? Mind. The words you're hearing, you hear it through your hearing. And your mouth, you've got to have a voice. You've got to process and speak the mind. Somebody shout hallelujah. The mind of the spirit. There's the mind of the spirit and there's the mind of the flesh. That's in your Bible. Praise the Lord. I don't have time to give you all the scriptures, but as I say it, you do your homework. Praise God. For the spirit saith, whosoever believe on him shall not what? Be ashamed. I need verse 12. For there is no difference between what? The Jew, the Greek, the what? For the same Lord over all is rich unto all them that call upon him. So this word will work for any nationality. It works for any people. Somebody shout hallelujah. Once you believe and you put the word in you, it will work for you. You have become Abraham's seed. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's like Abraham talking to God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Once you put this in your spirit, you are qualified. Somebody say, I'm qualified. When that woman was sick in the scripture that was bent over, he said, ought not this daughter of Abraham be what? Be made whole. It didn't say, just be free, be made whole. Meaning, everything restored as if she was never sick, ever, ever, ever. Somebody shout hallelujah. So you can confess true, but you must what? Confess the word. Because you are a speaking spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you don't speak it, it will never happen. It just be around you. The Lord is at hand. He's very close. But it's not inside you. I don't just want him to be close. I want him inside. And I want to see it happen. So you must engage your voice in speaking. So when the spirit, that which is the spirit, go back to Romans 8. Romans 8. All salvation, not just when you ask Jesus to come into your heart. Romans 10:10 is for all salvation. Anything you need salvation for, use the same thing. Amen? Believe with your heart and speak what you believe. Say amen. Amen. Goes for everything. Goes for your finance. Goes for your health. Goes for your marriage. Goes for your relationship. Goes for your job, your career. It goes for anything that you are believing God. Believe with your heart, with your spirit heart. Somebody shout hallelujah. Romans 8. What verse did I stop? 6? Verse 6. For the carnal minded. Okay, I'll do 5 again. For they that after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. For they that after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Now, how do we mind the things of the spirit? Now, go back. We've done the flesh, you're sick. So the spirit now says you're not sick. By his stripes, you're healed. I mind the spirit. I don't mind the flesh. The flesh says, oh, you've been given 1 year to live, 6 months to live. But the spirit says, oh, he's the resurrection and the life. 3 days he died and he rose again. In 3 days I'm getting out of this. I'll get out of it right now. By his stripes I am healed. Flesh, you have no power. The power is in the spirit. And my spirit right now is pushing out through the word of God. It's pushing out that sickness. My spirit comes alive. Before I was like this, now I'm rising. Somebody shout hallelujah. When you hear that bad news, that's when you jump up and say, hey, not here. Somebody shout hallelujah. You get aggressive. You become a lion. Somebody shout hallelujah. And you're going to be eating some prey today. Not you going to be the prey, so you're going to be eating some prey. There's going to be a special dining. I'm going to be feasting in the presence of my enemy. Is sickness not your enemy? Psalm 23 says he has prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. What did he prepare in that table? The word of the living God. Somebody shout hallelujah. Divine health is mine. I am the daughter of Abraham. Healing is mine. Healing is the children's meat. I am eating some meat. That's what Jesus says. Healing is the children's meat. It's the children's bread. I am a child of the Most High God. I am the healed of the Lord, walking in divine health. Sickness, disease, pain, sorrow does not dwell in me. I am alive and well. I am quickened by the Holy Ghost. My flesh is renewed. Even my youth is renewed like the eagle. You kick into the spirit. You just begin to declare the decree of the Lord. Continuously. Somebody shout hallelujah. You can say, he restore me whole. I am the daughter of Abraham. I ought to be whole. Somebody shout hallelujah. But you don't do it like a wimp. You give it fire. Children of God have fire. There's nothing more pathetic than a child of God acting wimpish. You'll be a devil's meat. You're the first one to be eaten. Bible says, there's no king in you. Kings are not wimps. That's the word of the Lord. Is there no lion in you? You belong to the lion of the tribe of Judah. He lives in you. He doesn't even growl. He roars. Somebody shout hallelujah. You get aggressive with your faith. That's how you walk in the spirit. You can come here praising God. This is for the worship team. You can praise God like wimps. You got to praise like the only one praising God. Amen. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't care who's praying. You know, I don't sing very well. I sing unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. But that doesn't stop me. I still sing loud. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I sing all the keys. Key K, J, B, C, and all of them. Any keys go. Sometimes apostle goes, please, I just sing more. Praise the Lord. You know, my children don't have, they can hear music. Actually, it's very good. They can hear the music. You know when they say people don't hear music? I'm one of those. I don't even hear what key you're playing. I just worship my living God. If he wanted me to have the most melodious voice, that's part of the gifts of the Spirit. But you know what? I was in the choir. When I got saved, nobody told me I joined the choir. Praise the Lord. Yeah, if you go to Nigeria, you see my record, I was singing on TV. You wouldn't believe it. Some songs I sing very well. Some, just forget it. When you start changing the key, oh, I'm gone. I'm in it. But that does not stop me. I am a worshiper. Praise the Lord. I worship and I feel his presence. I can't open my voice before my God and his presence doesn't come into me. Every time. If it doesn't come, then I start repenting. I say, God, I've done what? Where did I miss it? I don't even try to figure it. I say, just forgive me, blot it out. And I get back on track. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout, I'm a worshiper. I worship the living God. Praise the Lord. So just go for it like you're the only one. That's walking in the spirit. You got to sing in the spirit. Make up songs. Make up songs every day. Bless the Lord. Begin to sing unto the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. That's walking in the spirit. That's not walking in the flesh. Flesh will say, hey, you better be quiet. You can't even sing. You can carry a tune. You don't even hear the tune in the first place. So how can you carry it? You don't have that here. There's another hearing for singing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. If you don't have that gift, you can't hear it. Why don't you just sing? Even dogs, they howl. Ooh, they begin to do that. Cows moo, moo. But they can't even sing. They don't care. They don't need your permission to moo. They just do it. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Why don't you sing unto the Lord? Sing unto the Lord. They say you're worshiping God and you're praising God and your neighbor just look at you and say, you go. Just add more volume to what you were doing. Somebody shout hallelujah. There's plenty of room. You don't like it, you move. I'm staying here. I got my place in God. There is a table and there's a chair for you. He's prepared a table for you in the wilderness. That is your spot. Sit down there. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. You take your place and don't let anybody push you out. They push you, push back and push harder. Somebody shout hallelujah. Next time the devil show up in your house, you say you made a mistake. If you were acting weak before, you got so strong, you jump up and get ready to fight. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So you are in a wrestling match and the winner is going to be me. Because I'm in God. We win. He got all the keys. The one that have the keys is the owner. And you got zero. Somebody shout hallelujah. And you're not coming to get my keys. They are mine. Divine health key is mine. I'm not giving it. So in the spirit, that's how you behave. Flesh will say, give the key over. Once you give the key over, you're dead. You don't have any more key. So he can come in and out and have access. Jesus says, the evil one have nothing in me. Could not find anything. When you're in the spirit, you cannot find anything. Somebody shout hallelujah. So we're going to go for it. Go for all God says you have. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, let's do a little bit more scripture. It's getting so good. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm quickened. You know what's happening to you? You're getting quickened. That's what's happening. You are not living here the same way you came. You are already in a different dimension. Somebody shout hallelujah. Okay, what verse did I stop? 7 or 6? 6. We're still in 6? My goodness, I got lots to do. I up to 11. All right, 6. For to be carnally minded is what? Death. But to be spiritual minded is what? Life and peace. So get out of the flesh, get in the spirit. Life and peace. I'm living a life of peace. If there's no peace in your home, you are in the carnal. Switch back to the spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. You got to engage your soul, carnal mind, spiritual mind. Engage the spirit. Get the mind of the spirit. Amen? Life. That means you are growing in your life. You're not diminishing. Say amen. Say amen. Verse 7. Because the carnal mind is what? Enmity against God. For it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So every word of God does not work on the carnal mind. Until it surrenders to the Spirit of God. That's why Lindsay left the flesh and went into the Spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. That one is subject to the laws of God. When you speak the word to that person, it works. When you speak to the one that is carnal, it does not work. This is the word of the Lord. Is that in your Bible? Carnal means meathead. Flesh. Pure flesh. Just pure meat. What happens to meat? Next time, buy a piece of meat. You know, just go put it somewhere in your garage during the summer and leave it there overnight. And don't put it in the right fridge. Guess what's going to happen? It stinks. Flesh stinks all the time. That's why you see if you're around some people, if they are in the flesh, they're carnal-minded people, everything, once they open their mouth, they stink. I'm not talking about bad breath. I'm talking about bad attitude. They stink. You can't wait to get away from them. But when they are in the spirit, you want to get close to them. And sometimes when they are so much in the spirit, you don't know, you don't want to get so close because you don't know whether they're reading you. So you start hiding. Don't hide. Because if they're truly in the spirit, they're not going to be judging you. They're there to help you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Because once they get into judgmental of you, they are no longer in the spirit. Now there's time to judge and say, get out of there, but we're not judgment of condemnation. If you're in Christ Jesus, you're not under condemnation. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 8, so then that are in the flesh cannot what? Please God. Once you are in the flesh, your mind is always flesh thinking, worldly thinking. The ways the world does things, you can never please God. God says in Matthew 3, he says, this is my beloved son with whom I'm well pleased. Somebody shout hallelujah. You cannot please God. Verse 9, but ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. For if so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody say, I belong to Jesus Christ. I have the spirit of Christ. Once you have the spirit of Christ, you belong to God. You're God's property. That means heaven protects you. Somebody shout hallelujah. You are under God's surveillance. Not sometimes 24/7. Somebody shout hallelujah. Heaven protects you. His angels work for you. That's why when Daniel was praying and the answer wasn't coming, angels were already in battle working for him. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 10 of Romans 8. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Sin kills the body, but spirit quickens the body, and you have the righteousness of God, all the good virtues that God has. Everything good that Jesus has is yours. Meaning, if he's holy, you're holy. If he's pure, you're pure. If he says the just live by faith, you are the just. Say, those whom he justified, he did what? Predestinate. That's also in the same Romans. Somebody shout hallelujah. Those he called, he glorified. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, I'm glorified. Hallelujah. What is glory? Doxa. Huh? Doxa in Greek, and then Hebrew, what does glory say? In Hebrew, can you tell me what it says? Kabod. Kabod. When it says ikabod, means the glory has departed. But when you say kabod, the glory is here. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody, glory, doxa, they're the same thing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. One is Hebrew, one is Greek. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, I think I need somebody to sew me like handkerchief with those lace on it. So I, instead of me using Kleenex, I'll just have that one. Like the old timers, you know, it just looks like old timer. I won't be old, but I'll just use that. Praise the Lord. If you know how to sew, you can sew me a nice handkerchief with little pretty lace around it. Then I'll use that one. Praise the Lord. Praise God. All right. Verse 11. I'm going to get out of here. You can read the whole thing at your own time. Verse 11, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from where the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also what? Quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwell in you. Somebody shout hallelujah. Verse 12 says, therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. So you don't owe the flesh anything. It's just your house. How many of you carried your house to this church this morning? Did you carry your house? You carried your whole building with you? Huh? You just came with your body. Because your spirit is inside your body. That's why you're able to come here. When the spirit exits the body, we say the person is dead. When you're pronounced dead, because the spirit has exited. And how does the spirit exit the body? It exits through breath. You say, he has taken the last breath. Can you breathe this morning? How about you take a deep breath? Some people's breath is very short. But you're still breathing. Somebody shout hallelujah. Say, I'm alive. If you can breathe, the spirit is still in you. So there's hope for you. You just need the spirit of God to activate your spirit. Put the verse 11 back. Romans 8:11. Say, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus, remember we did the illustration, we had the Holy Spirit right there, that raised, right? Father said, Holy Spirit, it's time for Jesus to get from the dead, and Jesus woke up from the dead. How does a body that's crucified, all the blood has been drained, come alive and walk around? No blood transfusion. The Holy Ghost have a different kind of transfusion. Somebody shout hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? He died. All his blood, he shed his blood. All his blood was gone. What was left, he was pierced on the side and water and blood came out of it. Nothing left. Shed all his blood. Died. Third day. Came alive. No blood. He's alive forevermore. Somebody shout hallelujah. His blood now is in the altar in heaven, but it's not in his body. He said, touch me. Shed his own blood. How do you live without blood? Because life is in the blood, but that's not life. Life is in the spirit. Somebody shout hallelujah. Life is God. So stop living the flesh. Flesh, we say, you get that transfusion or else you're dead. 3 days. Where did the transfusion come from? Resurrection life. If the spirit of him that raised up is the spirit that raised Jesus up. Jesus says it's the spirit that quickens. Words that I speak are spirit and life. You speak the word of God, spirit is present. Raised him from the dead. He said that same spirit dwell in you. This physical body will be quickened. He that raised up Christ from death shall also quicken your mortal. What is mortal? You are immortal if you're already dead. Right? If this physical flesh has changed. But right now you're mortal. Somebody touch your flesh. Say mortal. That means this is mortal. Somebody shout hallelujah. It's flesh. He said to do what? Quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. The question is the spirit of God dwelling in you. That's what you should pursue.
Amen.
When that spirit dwells in you now, every part of you is charged up. Hands are working well. Eyes, because there's another eye behind the eye. There's another brain behind this brain. There's another ear behind this hearing. What did he say with the word of God? How do you hear it? Faith comes by what? Hearing. Hearing by what? There's another hearing ear. It's called the ears of the Spirit. Jesus says, let those who have ears hear what the Spirit is saying. Somebody say, quicken me, Lord. What did he say? Quicken? Quicken your mortal bodies. So your flesh is no longer leading you. The spirit is leading you. So whatever is wrong is able to exit from your mortal body if the spirit is alive. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm not sure if I shared with you on last time or not, but one of the services, maybe during the week, I said it. You know, I carried a tea and a big cup of tea, like a mug, and I like my tea really hot, like boiling. Pour the boiling water and I'm carrying it, and you know what? The thing tipped over and just poured all over me. Poured from my chest here down. Not even up to a minute. Just boiled the water, not up to 30 seconds, this happened to me. Just lift it up and the whole thing. I lift it, I put it in a tray, and it just poured all over me. But guess what? Because my spirit has been so sensitive to the things of God, I did not start going. I did scream because it shocked me. I didn't expect it. I went, ow, but I remember I'm not going to do ow more than that. I went, oh, that's all I did. And I just went right away. Immediately, I go, heal, restore, make whole. Heal, restore, make whole. Heal, restore, make whole.
Amen.
Immediately. The skin here in a woman's body is very thin. Guess what? No scar, no monkey in the bush. You shoot that monkey. Somebody shout hallelujah. Here is some, no even redness. Somebody shout hallelujah. Where the water, I have puddle of water, it happened right there. Praise the Lord. I was going to bed. I like to drink tea before I sleep. Praise God. Yeah, I have a whole cupboard of tea. I love tea, like good tea. No, so don't go buy me any tea. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, but if you have the nice Japanese tea that is really good, I'll take it. But don't buy me. I just said it, please. Don't buy me any tea. Amen? You know what? And then, got healed. Why? Oil have poured on me, does not burn my skin. Because I believe this word. Somebody shout hallelujah. It shall quicken my mortal body. Now I don't go there and start frying food or boil oil and then pour it on my skin. If it happens by an accident, the same way by accident it jumped in there, the same way it's exiting immediately.
Amen.
What caused it to jump on me? Somebody say, I'm alert. If you are alert, you must speak the word. It works. I like to prove the word of God. And it works. Somebody shout hallelujah. So your spirit man can push out. Everybody say, can push out anything that doesn't belong. I am quickened. So if there's sickness in your eye, your spirit man behind your eye, your eye spirit is healthy. Push that thing out. You got telescopic hand. We sent it today all the way to many, past many oceans, far away, to go heal somebody. Somebody shout hallelujah. I'll give you one testimony and I'm going to close in prayer. Praise the Lord. Praise God. To be continued. Praise the Lord. We didn't even get to the real juicy stuff, but that's okay. We're not running anywhere. What you got is enough for you to apply. Say amen. I remember not too long ago, maybe 3 years ago, I'm not sure. I don't know. I couldn't tell you specific. But more than a year, more than two. A young man was very sick. It's a family that I know. And they called from another city. And this young lady had a boyfriend and said, oh, my boyfriend has... She saw the boyfriend commit suicide. But he's not quite dead yet. He hung himself or something like that. And he's going to die and he's an only child. And she called crying. They rushed the person to the hospital and they said he's in a coma. And he was crying. At that certain time of the day, I do not answer my phone. But that day, I happened to sit by the piano. I don't play piano, but I just say, just tap and just... I'm in my own worship. I just kind of tap it and just in his presence. And I ran to my kitchen, got the phone, and disrupt my time. And I picked the phone, and the person is crying. I said, calm down. So calm them down, and I can't hear anything you're saying. And then they told me what happened. And I said, oh. I said... She started blaming herself. Maybe it's my sin. Maybe it's his sin. I said, wait a minute. I said, well, that's okay. You can just tell God you apologize and repent. And you can qualify yourself back to where God can work for you. So she kept quiet and prayed. And she qualified herself back as Jesus back in. And then we can do business. Because the Spirit's got to be present for anything to work. Somebody shout hallelujah. So, my faith can go, but if you want it faster, you join. Because you're the one there, and I'm not. Praise the Lord. So I said, okay, so we prayed. So I told her, I said, God's hand is upon my hand. And I'm now going to put my hand on your hand. She's in a different city. I'm right here in Winnipeg. Sounds crazy talk, but for me, it's a reality. So I said, I'm going to pray. My hand is going to be on your hand. God's hand is on my hand, and my hand is going to be on your hand. And I want you to do certain things to the young man. So I told her what to do. I put my hand on her hand. Two separate cities, hours apart. She went. She did what I asked her to do. She said... Tears started coming out of the boy's hand. She freaking out with the tears. So I said, see, God wanted you to have that sign. So now I said, don't worry. He's going to open his eyes. So prayed. The next day, that's the only prayer I pray. I never prayed beyond that. Just prayed. So she called me. Guess what? By the evening, he opened his eyes. By the next day, he's walking around. Somebody shout hallelujah. The spirit does not have any physical barrier. But if you live in the flesh, you see the barrier. But in the spirit, there's no barrier. Somebody shout hallelujah. You can go to the ends of the earth. Your voice can go to the ends of the earth. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, wait a minute. You guys use all these little devices, cell phone, iPad, the whole world is in the fingertip, and that's man-made things. What do you think the Holy Ghost is? Man has not caught up, but it doesn't mean there are people doing things in the Holy Ghost. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. How does Elijah outrun Ahab on a horse? How do you do that? Somebody is doing giddy up with a fast. A king, you know, a king's horse cannot be slowpoke. He has to have the best horse in town. And before the king could get to where he's going, the one on foot got there already. Somebody shout hallelujah. How does that happen? How does Philip leave one place and go and help the Ethiopian eunuch to explain the scriptures and baptize the person? How does that happen? One dimension to the other. Well, it just happened that they're physical flesh, but your spirit can move anytime. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Now, tonight, I'm going to show you how the Spirit can enter you and Spirit can move you. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You need that in today's world. You need victory. Let us pray and we're going to do our offering. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. We're going to do our offering. During the offering time, when we're going to do communion, that's when you're going to show that little clip. You couldn't find it? Okay, we'll show it next time. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I was going to show you guys a clip that I saw where the people were blowing the horn. I saw it on Daystar Television. They were showing it as they blow the horn. I think it was last Thursday or Wednesday. They showed it. It was Wednesday. They showed people just in Israel, in Jerusalem, they were blowing the horn and trumpets were just blowing. And guess what? A circle opened in the heavens. Not a small one, a big one. I wanted you guys to see it. So somebody, if you can find it, you can try to bring it tonight. We'll show it. It's just amazing. Right over Jerusalem. Not a small one. The circle that showed up is bigger than this building. Somebody shout hallelujah. You could not. Amazing. The horn just keep going. What do we do here? God says, sound the alarm. Deliverance. The heavens open. Somebody shout hallelujah. Let us pray. Rise with me. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your holy word. We give you praise for what you have done for us. Blessed be your holy name. Quicken every one of us by your spirit. By your spirit, we begin to move. The same spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead, let it quicken our mortal body that we begin to walk in the spirit, live in the spirit, talk in the spirit, act in the spirit, and begin to see many great things happen in our lives, because you're the God of miracles, signs, and wonders. You're the healing Jesus. You have not stopped healing. You heal your people today. Restore them. Heal their finance. Heal their health. Heal their marriages. Heal their bodies. Heal their mind. In the name of Jesus, we declare so done. Amen. Praise God.